Welcome to Spanking New Podcast Week here on MTV. That's Mega 64 Television. We trademarked that. So if you see anybody else using that name or logo, email us. No, email them
and say they're
and
wrong.
Tell them your days are numbered.
Just say that you're wrong.
You're wrong. Fuck. F you. Don't say the fuck word.
No.
Say F.
Just F you. They'll get it.
They'll probably get it.
If you say F you to somebody, they're going to get really offended. But there's so many words that start with F.
Like what?
Friend. French fry. That's two Fs.
Fuck. Wait, shit. No.
That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, I guess I was wrong. Fuck you.
Fort. But that's with a PH. That doesn't work. Yeah, fuck. That's it.
Theme song.
How did that girl even get in here? Do you see her? She's so short and that dress is so tacky. Who wears Cheetah? It's not even summer. Why does the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After you get out of the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.
Seconds.
Right, we back?
Hold on.
Rocco goes, I'm going to finish this.
Hey, by the way, this podcast is not sponsored by Subway. We just happen to be eating Subway on
meat?
It.
Meat?
What? Yeah, fucking solidarity, Eric. We're all eating it.
Okay.
What are we eating tonight, Rocco?
Sorry. I really thought it'd be done by the time the theme song was over.
I noticed you had that jalapeno cheese bread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a Italian herbs and spices kind of man myself.
I like
Italian herb and cheese, excuse me. What'd you get?
Subway Club.
Club.
Every meat represented, pretty much.
There is, right now, my favorite commercial on television is from Subway, and it's with all the Olympic athletes talking about how their favorite new sub is the enchilada Frito sub, and how they all eat that. That commercial itself is retarded because...
They don't eat that stuff.
Of course not.
Yeah.
They
the best part is that they filmed Nastia Lukin, which is a gymnast for Team USA, and she dances like this for no reason.
Yeah,
for one part, and they cut.
Oh, dude,
and
there's
no reason.
What is that?
A little bit of Emma Tainment.
She makes Emma Tainment look like the best dancer of all time.
Yeah, she really does. She was Emma Tainment.
But if you look, she's talking to someone off camera. Like, she would never meant for that to be in the commercial.
Yeah, it's an outtake. Why is that in there?
I don't know, but it's great.
It almost seems like they exported it wrong or something.
Like, maybe, it's so exciting when it comes on.
Maybe she ate so much Subway, and there was so much more to eat, she was, like, making space. So...
Yeah, she's doing that Takeru Kobayashi thing.
Fritos on my sub. And then she dances. It's fucking great.
What? Is that a song?
That's what they sing. Crunch-a-muncher, Fritos on my sub.
Wow, man, you really like that commercial.
I told you it's my favorite commercial right now.
On.
I love it.
It really is your favorite commercial?
Yeah. Because it's so fucking stupid. I love it. Everyone shut up, and then I watch her dance every single time. It's great. I love
it. You tell your kids to shut up.
You tell your family to shut up.
Whoa.
No. I watch TV with
now
them.
Now I don't understand.
We only read books at my
your
house.
Your family doesn't allow you to watch TV?
No, I don't allow them to watch TV. I'm like Iron Fist.
Scary.
Whoa.
Hey.
Scary situation.
Read the paper, kids. Learn about Ukraine. Don't watch Jesse on Disney Channel. Sorry.
I thought you were going to say
Breaking Bad. We don't watch Ant Farm in my house.
Learn about the war.
We don't watch Good Luck Charlie at my fucking house.
All you people watching the Oscars
Ukraine,
tonight.
Guys.
All you people watching the Oscars tonight. Hello, wake up. Do you recognize there's a war? So, should you really be watching TV tonight? Thank you.
I read on the internet that in all the history of the world, there's never ever been peace.
Yeah.
Ever.
What?
Ever. Actually, bullshit. I saw an infographic, and so I'm 100% that it's factually true. And it said in the past 3,000 some odd years, there's only been 200 something years of peace. How does that even work?
Wow.
How are we even still here?
So, what I'm saying is, why are we doing the Oscars? If there isn't peace right now, why are we giving awards to, you know,
actors
losers?
And to these yahoos.
Jared Leto's last album sucked. And that guy has an Oscar, but you won't televise. Hello,
and
the war.
Also,
hello.
Jared Leto's made like 5 music videos where he's pretending to go to war. What's that about?
Yeah.
Hello.
Warmonger.
Didn't win for that, did he?
He also made one where he was pretending that he was in The Shining.
Yeah. A war between scary things. Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he won an Oscar for that performance.
A war against ghosts.
Yeah, the Oscar he won tonight Yeah, Jared Leto won an Oscar tonight. It was actually for
remaking The Shining.
It was for his performance in the Shining remake music video that he did with 30 Seconds to Mars. Look it up.
The remake, I saw like two clips. I didn't see the whole thing, but what's his name? Matthew McConaughey was like it was scary as hell. The
I saw, it was actually Matthew McConaughey was in a dog suit sucking dick. That was in the video.
He'll do anything to get the medication.
Look close.
He'll do anything to get the medication.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Is
but
that
anyway,
the part where he goes to Japan?
Listen, Eric, I don't have time. Hey. There's a war going on.
Yeah, it's Ukraine.
So we don't have time to deal with that. You're thinking of the Wolverine. Thank you.
Wow.
When he goes to Japan, doesn't he do that?
Mm-hmm. He does. Mm-hmm. He does.
Is that
I mixed up Dallas Buyers Club with Wolverine. Guys,
that,
I'm really sorry.
Eric, is that still your favorite movie last year, Wolverine?
Garrett, almost got after me a little bit because I hadn't seen Wolverine.
Really?
Yeah, what do you mean, got after
me? He's like,
you?
Would you watch it? And I'm like, I don't know, I guess. He's like, but if I had it, you'd watch it.
Garrett?
Okay.
Every time you want to watch anything, he says, oh, I don't have time for this.
The Wolverine movies...
You can't force that on anyone.
Are the Wolverine movies getting better or worse?
Hey, Garrett sees all the Resident Evil movies, so I really can't tell you if they're getting better or worse.
What I can tell you is, on record, we can bash Garrett all we want.
He's not here.
And feel free to join in by all means.
Mm-hmm. Garrett is not here. He's out of town.
He is.
He's nowhere nearby.
I think he said where he went on his poorly played. I don't think it's a secret.
Okay, he's in Ukraine.
Well, he told me he was going to an imaginary place.
Do you want to explain that?
I don't know. Did he get? Can we reveal his whereabouts?
Yeah,
he said it on his stream.
Garrett is not here tonight. He has gone to...
We don't know where his whereabouts are, to be honest. So yeah, go for it.
he's gone to the state of Hawaii. Which is a state in America.
That's what we know.
The United States. It's one of the 50 United States.
Didn't you say he was going to imaginary place called
Kona? Hawaii is comprised of several islands. So I asked Garrett, what island are you going to? And he said, oh, I'm going to Kona Island. And I went, cool. I don't believe that's an actual island in Hawaii. So,
but again, I don't know that much about Hawaii.
I don't
know.
I can
tell you probably four of the island's names. Probably.
Are you holding up three fingers?
Holy shit.
Well, maybe
Garrett is here in spirit.
It's the shiny...
Dude, I mean, man,
the Garrett inside. You're possessed by Garrett's demon.
I got the Big Island, which is Hawaii, Oahu, Maui.
Waikiki.
Is that an island? I don't know. I don't know.
Now you're finally holding up four fingers. So.
But I don't know if I know all of them.
What's the island in Hawaii that is only for natives?
That's
white,
a little one. That's
white
like
can't go.
Don't name that one.
Which
no one knows
it. It has
one.
A name.
Which no one names
the,
it.
All right.
Island of course, the white man says there's no name for the island. He's not allowed to go to.
Royce knows. Okay. Royce knows.
According to Royce, he's in Kalua, Kona,
Hawaii, which is the Big Island. He's going to the Big Island.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Royce.
Mystery solved. We just discovered Garrett's
whereabouts.
Honolulu
is not an island. Honolulu is on Oahu, right? I don't know. Who knows?
Anyways, we just located Garrett, so he thought he was going off the grid. We found him. Obama, send in the drone. They have a drone for good stuff, right? Obama,
Amazon. Makes that.
Obama, send in the Amazon drone.
Amazon, get
Garrett RoboCop on Blu-ray.
He wants gravity in 3D.
Me and Obama, we were close. I call him up on the phone. I give him orders. I give him suggestions, rather. And he goes, that's a good idea. Next thing you know, the Olympics happening in America.
Which, by the way, why are we doing Olympics? Hello, there is a war.
Yeah.
Why are we playing little kids' games? Thank you. These are things I bring up, okay? Edgy or not, come fight me. You have a problem. I'm bringing up something you're afraid to talk about. So go to our website, mega64.com, and you'll read more things like this. We do film comedy videos, yes. We know people overseas watch them. Hello, that's why we do them. But these Oscars statues, whatever... It's a waste. By the way, go to shop.mega64.com. This week we've got, we told you before, we've got Brain Fog shirts and Neon shirts back in stock. They're selling like hotcakes. We got the Blu-ray box set is still in stock. So be sure to check that out and just be mindful of, you know, the world. That's all I'm going to say. You know, you can watch our Blu-ray. Don't make it your life, because guess what? Hello. Any moment now, someone could press the button and will and are. So
and has.
So buy them, but buy the Blu-ray. I wouldn't watch it. I'd buy it. Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Anyway.
Where do we go from here?
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in Podcast 248. And what is it now?
It's 250. I think it's 294.
294?
We're close to 300.
Almost
300.
Really close. This is the podcast! 300.
You should just say that fucking Jesus.
For the 300 podcast, we're all going to sit here with our shirts off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Want to join us?
Are we making a pact to the audience?
Yeah.
Okay. Jay's going to be here for that.
I want to say right now, though, I will have a shirt on.
No, oh, I probably will.
Well, then I will, too. I always look stupid.
Well, then I don't know why the fuck I just said anything.
Yeah. Should have figured this out ahead of time. Yeah.
Hello,
thanks,
you.
Sean. Fucked it all up.
Sorry.
Let's move on.
Sean specifically.
Sorry, guys. Hey, camera on me. I'm sorry. Can we talk about our new website, actually?
Website.
It is awesome.
Yeah, our brand new website, as you guys have probably seen this week, our brand new website design is up. We should have Aaron on this week. You took Aaron's spot. Thanks a lot. He could have talked about it.
Why is it?
Can we introduce our guest?
Oh, yeah, we should introduce him. Not Aaron, that's for sure. No, welcome. Only introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jay. Frequent collaborator with Mega64. We just finished doing stuff today, can't say. And I'm here. This is my seventh appearance.
Is it really?
Wow. I think so.
I was gonna guess four. I didn't think it was
seven. I was gonna guess one. This is the first one, but I don't remember a shit. So
seven. You're part of the seven timers.
Or eight or nine if you include my two run-ins, like random run-ins.
Oh, yeah, no,
there's
no.
Only seven.
No,
those aren't
no, there should be negative, actually.
Yeah,
so those
no, it's five.
No, it's five.
Yeah, definitely.
My fifth appearance here. So I'm here hanging out.
Well, there you have it. No, that's cool. That's cool. What's the latest in over in your camp? What's happening?
Still working on Battle Hero. We got a couple more scenes to film. One of them is with you guys, and then this will, the last five episodes should be up in May.
What is your what's your biggest hit video online?
It's an old video that we did maybe in 2003.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, just me
11
doing
years.
Doing a henshin sequence with some like an old. Video of us, me fooling around with that.
Real quick, in case we have viewers that maybe hadn't seen before, Jabroni Pictures on YouTube, right? That's the screen name, or JabroniPictures.com, whatever. Just in case people have just tuned in and haven't seen that before. But that's your most viewed, is the henshin like test sequence,
right?
Yeah. I guess that's just general enough to where people looking up that kind of thing will find it.
Yeah, but our second one is the Test Fight 5, the Final Advent, the one where he gives me the lightsaber, the beam sword. You give me the watch, which we bring up in Battle Hero like 2 years later.
Oh, okay.
And so everything's connected. And then you give me a tag team partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was our second.
So it's all one big story over there on your channel, right?
Yes. All the characters are connected.
Nice. What's the where does it all begin? What's episode number one? Shout out to for anybody watching who wants to dive right in. Where do they begin?
Well, I guess you could say you could start at Battle Hero episode one. That's pretty much
that does make sense. Yeah, if you know anything about that, that's how
that
work.
Connects all the movies.
As soon as this podcast is done, buy a shirt from our store and then go to youtube.com Jabroni Pictures Battle Hero episode 1.
Don't start at 2, you get fucking confused. It's confusing.
Don't watch them backwards either. It's not like
this isn't Evangelion, watch them in the order they were released.
Exactly, not Evangelion.
Don't just go to the interesting part.
Don't start episode 5 like you do with that show.
Yeah, like you do with that show.
Don't start on disc last disc. It's called Disc Last Disc. I didn't.
From the makers of Kill la Kill, Disc Last Disc.
Yeah, so don't start with the last disc like you would on Evangelion.
Yeah.
Go to episode 1, battlehero.com.
I'm really not joking. I still get emails that are like that. I watched the new movies, but now I don't. Should I start the show now? Yep. It's you know, and it's just like the new Heroes coming out. Obviously, you want to get caught up before you start it.
Yeah, they're bringing Heroes back, I heard.
Yeah.
But
which is
like
really
different,
like great.
Different people.
Oh, it's a whole new cast.
Is it different people?
Whole new story.
Like, oh, okay.
So they're like rebooting it?
Hmm.
Or great. Just focusing much on
in the
different
in the vein
heroes.
Of heroes, superheroes. I just love that show was canceled because absolutely everyone in the world unanimously hated it. So that sounds like something that NBC might be a little desperate.
They don't have anything.
A little bit.
No, they don't.
They should reboot The Office.
I'm sure
with
they will.
New people. I legitimately asked this on Facebook today. Did they ever do Gangnam Style on The Office?
They had to.
Did they make it that far?
No, they didn't.
But someone told me that Bob Odenkirk played a part for a little bit, and he did it at one point. I don't know if that's true.
No.
Didn't you see an episode that he was in, though, Derek?
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk was in an episode, and he grabbed a guitar and did do something that was really painful to watch. But I don't remember what it was.
You don't remember if it was Gangnam Style?
Yeah, I blocked it out. It was sad.
I have to hear that song every day at work.
Are you serious?
At least three times a day, because our show, the show that I do at Legoland, the ending sequence is the cast does the stupid dance.
Yeah!
Oh my god. Really?
I've been doing that for almost 2 years.
Don't like Gangnam Style?
Oh my god, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And they never changed it.
The Genie, they do a live Aladdin show at California Adventure at Disneyland, and the Genie always references that. And it's been like 2 years. It's the same thing. He tells Aladdin to do it Genie Gangnam Style.
Well, you have 4 years to, extend a joke beyond beyond its relevance.
Oh, okay.
But then everybody who was a freshman in high school, when the joke went out of style, they graduate high school 4 years later. And then there's no excuse, because now it's like whole new generation.
Nice.
No more of that. So you got 2 more years of Gangnam Style references before it's officially old. So
yeah, it's not old. Not,
not
quite
old
yet.
It's
not yet. Enjoy it while it lasts. 2 more years.
When we get a new
104 weeks, that's it.
When we get a new president, we get to out with Gangnam Style.
The next president will officially mark the end of Gangnam Style.
Nice.
So, there's that.
That's cool. The official beacon of no more Gangnam Style. Whoever wins, we win. That's the motto of whoever wins. Yep.
Keep calm and we win.
Who do you think's going to run? I think Hillary Clinton and who?
I don't know.
Ricky...
I was going to say Chris Christie, but not as a whole that whole bridge scandal, so I don't know if that's going to...
There are a lot of people saying, yeah, I hear Jeb Bush is going to run.
I hear Jeff Bridges is going to run.
Jeff Bridges.
Rand Paul, I'm sure,
Goldblum is going to run.
I'm sure it's going to be...
Jared Leto, probably now that he won.
Jeff Garland.
Jeff Garland could win. Bill Clinton could come back.
Jeff Rowley.
Yeah. Oh, what I was going to ask earlier, sorry to go back to this, so, we were talking about Garrett, and we were talking about Wolverine.
Yeah.
Garrett is officially the only positive review I've ever heard of that Wolverine movie. I haven't heard... Did you see it?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Really?
Yeah.
It was his favorite movie of the year.
Really?
Is that shocking to you?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard anything... That is the most glowing I've ever heard, other than Garrett. But anyway. The one before that... Now, I did see the one before that, Origins Wolverine.
That was horrible.
And that, yeah, it was bad, but it was really funny because one of the best reviews of a movie I've ever read was Roger Ebert's review of it. It was called X-Men Origins Wolverine. And his review was, just imagine I'm someone who's never heard of X-Men, I don't know anything about it. This movie provided none of what was in the title. That movie starts, and it's a boy, like, who has claws, and then it shows him, like, through time, like, fighting in all the wars and things like that. And he's like, the movie ended. I don't know where this guy got it. I didn't know who this guy was. This guy's got claws. I don't know anything. Anyway, that always made me laugh really hard. But anyway, speaking of movies, tonight is Oscar night, as you may know, and we're going to be giving you predictions.
Thank you for tuning in. We are... the best actors on the internet. We've yet to make a movie, so we're not eligible for an Oscar.
Yeah.
We are eligible for Webbies. We've yet to win one. We've been snubbed consistently for 10 years.
We lost to A Simple Walk to Mordor by Rooster Teeth.
They won and we didn't.
I want to give a shout out to A Simple Walk to Mordor.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone involved.
We love Rooster Teeth, but they won a Webby, and we didn't, so we hate Rooster Teeth. That's it.
Is that what happened?
And really, it's out of their control. They can't even do anything to make me like them at this point. It's up to the Webby people to make it right.
I do hate Rooster Teeth, but except the one safe shelter from that is A Simple Walk into Mordor. Check out season 1 of A Walk to Mordor, and you will see the journey. And what I like to do is I play the Hobbit, the first Hobbit, side by side on two screens with a simple Walk of Mordor. And it's kind of like a real time, like real fiction. And I end up, you know, reality sometimes is stranger than fiction. You saw the movie. And, stranger than fiction, yeah. the film.
I got it.
Yeah. And, I just kind of like to compare the two, like, oh, that's what Peter Jackson did. Here's what, Carrie did.
What was that, Eric?
What?
Why are you whispering in your mic?
I said yes. Okay. You asked, do you think I'm dense? And then I wanted you to hear that on Tuesday, a whispered yes.
Well, I heard it tonight.
Well,
you heard it in real
then
time.
My plan failed.
Sorry if you're tuning in. We're just having a little personal conversation here. This is Mega 64.
Number one gaming.
Number one video game podcast on the internet. You're talking to the four greatest video game players on the internet.
Definitely.
We haven't been given an award yet.
Did Rooster Teeth win a video game award?
They probably did. Eric?
They've won everything.
They've won every fucking award you can win. Except an Oscar, because Jared Leto robbed them.
But I think they're going to win an Oscar this year. You can do a write-in vote.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a simple Walk to Mordor.
So Rooster Teeth Animated Adventures wins Best Animated.
That one's Best Animated.
Obviously. Yeah.
Best Picture is a simple, the Simples Walk to Mordor.
Uh-huh.
And Red versus Blue. Red versus Blue wins Best Effects because that's all fake. It's none of it's real.
Wow.
You
got a bee in your bonnet.
No, it's not. What? It's all special effects. So that one's Best Effects.
What would happen if Rocco actually had a bonnet with a bee in it?
Dude, he would freak the fuck out.
Last night, me, Derek, and I think it was last night, me, Derek, and Rocco were talking, and Derek looked behind Rocco, and Rocco thought that maybe Derek was looking at a bug.
Yeah.
That was a very fast, like, what?
I was getting the hell out of there.
Yeah. He did think that I was maybe looking at a bug, and he started to run away. But I was looking at smoke. I thought something was on fire. So I was reacting big, and that made him react big, okay?
Acting.
Dude, we're the greatest actors there are.
I was telling them that today I was cleaning out my kitchen and, like, you know when it rains and it hasn't rained a long time, sometimes you get ants in your house? I was killing ants all day. It's a fucking nightmare. But there was, like, tinfoil on the ground, so I picked it up and then I threw it away. I looked at my hand and it was covered in ants. Like, I had, like, 50 ants on my hand. And it's one of those things where, like, you can't, like, freak out because they'll go everywhere. It was just the worst fucking moment. That's all. Fuck ants and bugs. I'm with Rocco. All
right, Sean, on Tuesday, right here, I want you to put in a poster for the movie Ants, starring Sylvester Stallone and Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Okay, and then right on top of the poster, you put "fuck ants."
Okay.
All yeah, right, just add, and we'll we're just back. Add "fuck" before the logo.
Yeah, yeah. It already says "ants" with a Z, which is awesome. So just put "fuck" right there in the poster.
Where did Sylvester Stallone
come from?
Isn't he in it? He's in it.
He's in it.
He's in that
it.
Fucking movie.
Yeah.
Eric, go see Ants.
I guess I have.
Come on.
Ants is a movie about ants starring Woody Allen and Sylvester Stallone as best friends. Yeah. And how is this not a more popular movie?
Who's the female ant in that movie?
Who is the lady?
Charlize Theron.
No, it ain't that girl.
I don't remember.
Jennifer
Garner.
Who's the female in Ants?
Dench.
J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez.
Was it?
Jennifer Lopez was an ant, so I'm pretty sure.
She was an ant?
Ugh.
Okay.
Anyways, so, Sean, we're back from the ants poster.
Welcome back. I was there for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, everybody at home, last week I was on, obviously I was here, but I was focused on, we had a sick dog, and I was thinking about that before I left.
Is the dog okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Good.
But I forgot to talk about, like, 80% of the things I wanted to talk about, and I really wanted to talk about games. I don't think we did that once last week. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the games I've been playing. First of all, Garrett's not here, so I'm going to speak for him. I'm going to review a game on his behalf. But a game that came out last week was Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2. And that just came out this past week. A lot of you guys remember we did a video for it a while back. They sent us some copies. It's been really interesting to see reviews for the game. The reviews have been mixed, but not outright bad. It's not like they've all been bad. And I think that a lot of people don't make the distinction between, like, mixed and bad. You know what I mean? Like, there have been a lot of really high reviews, but, you know, a lot of lower ones too. But that just says to me that it's polarizing and maybe just not for everybody. But I don't think it's necessarily bad. And case in point is I have seen a couple people play it who were just like, yeah, this didn't really hook me in like the first one did. But Garrett was like elated playing that game. Like it spoke to like every part of him that loved Legacy of Kain or games like that, whatever. But he was kind of like not into the QuickTime events. He was getting really pissed at those. Garrett can't do those for some reason. But then he found out he could turn them off, which I didn't know you could, but you could turn them off in the game. And then it was like he discovered gold at the end of the rainbow. He was seriously like, oh, you can turn them off! Oh my god, game of the year! Game of the year! Anyway. That's it. I was just going to say. So, yeah.
Any other games? That's it?
Let me just say, actually, in addition to that, just check that game out if you have a friend who has it or anybody you know where you can just get a glimpse of it for a little bit. Check it out because, again, like, I don't think polarizing is bad necessarily. I see why there are a lot of people who don't like it, but just try it or check it out or watch a video of it or something because I think a lot of people just see reviews all over the map and think, bad. I would check it out. I know some people who are really enjoying it, but a lot that aren't too. So, and then I played that. I played Strider. Came out on PS4. It is a download. I think it's like $15 or something like that on PS4, and it's on the PS3 and 360 too. But anyway, that was super fun. I streamed a little bit of it, probably a week ago. And if you had played any of the old Strider games, you kind of probably have an idea of what the gameplay is going to be like. It is really fast 2D like hack and slash stuff, and it's really really fun. Lots of secret things hidden, all kinds of stuff. So that was really fun. And I thought there was something else that I played, but I can't remember. I played like an hour of Bravely Default. Dominic like beat it. He had like 50 hours on it or something like that.
Didn't you say you played the new Donkey Kong?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. I kept forgetting about that. I played the new Donkey Kong Country Strawberry Blitz, or what is it called? Strawberry Tsunami.
It's called Tropical Freeze.
Tropical Freeze.
Get it right or pay the price.
I will. I have already paid. But yeah, anyway, played the new Donkey Kong, and that game is really well done. It's really crazy because I don't know if you guys remember, but back when Donkey Kong Country was being made, or Donkey Kong Country 1, 2, and 3 on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Do you remember they would show like the CG artwork for the game?
Yes.
And they would have like separate hairs. Like they had like realistic looking hair in the artwork.
Yeah, very finite.
Yeah.
Fur coat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And obviously the game wouldn't look like that. But you know. But this game is the first one that I've seen where they actually got it. Like it looks like that artwork did.
Oh, that's
where
cool.
they actually have like individual fur, like it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's really, really like, I haven't seen a game ever pull that off. That
so
was
like
really
the texture of the hairs.
Yeah, like they got it. It's like they have individual hairs moving it independently of, I don't know. It was really, really cool. So that blew me away once I saw that. I mean, that was really visually like awesome. But anyway, the levels are really well designed. The game's overall really well designed. But it is a little too unforgiving, I think, in some of the... They really encourage you to find little things, and to do that is really, really, really hard. But, I mean, it's there, whatever. You don't have to go find that stuff,
yeah.
So that's fine with me. But what I will say is, one, that game has maybe, like, the best soundtrack ever. Like, it's rare that I'll comment on the music in a game, but the music in that game, they got the old composer back from the Super Nintendo games. And
oh, wow.
It is so good. It's a game you actually like want to hear every song and every game. Like it's so well done. Has some of the best music ever in a game. But I will say the bosses in that game are too long.
In the last one were so hard.
Yeah,
they're
difficult and they go on so long that I lose interest.
Yeah.
I don't care personally in a game. Just my personal opinion on difficulty. You can make something super hard if you want. As long as I can die and start right back here and do it again. Oh, I'm dead. Let me try it. I'll try it 100 times.
Right.
But when I have to start half an hour back, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm all right. And the bosses in this game just... Oh, cool, I killed him. Oh, that was only one form. Oh, he has another form. Okay. Oh, I killed that. Wait,
it's like a DBZ saga.
It's like, yeah, there's a third... Really? There's a third form? I have, like, one hit left. Okay. Oh, I beat him. Oh, there's a fourth? Oh, I'm dead. I'm not going to play that tonight.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm not going to start that over right now.
Which, the Donkey Kong on the Super Nintendo were, like, my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
And now I'm scared to touch them again, because it's like, this is... You took the fun out of it for me. Like, it made it way too hard, and I just wanted to have a fun game. And, like, the level design on the first one, I haven't played the second one yet, because I'm kind of leery on it still, was so rad. There's that level where, like, the waves are crashing, and you're, like, hide behind rocks when the waves... Yeah. It was so cool.
There's lots of stuff like that, so it's so great. It's cool. Great, yeah.
But it was so hard and long, it's just like, okay, just make this, like, a half a level or something. I don't know. Yeah. Just give me a break here.
Yeah, I haven't really encountered that with the levels themselves, but this game, right away, I mean, it doesn't waste time. In, like, 2 minutes, you're... Oh, I'm already on a minecart? Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yes, we're doing... Wow.
The chat says, based on your Donkey Kong opinions, that you would not like the game Dark Souls.
That is
good,
true.
That is a good correlation.
That is true.
Yeah, I saw Dominic play that and went, no, I'll never play this. But anyway, yeah, like I said, you can make it difficult if I can just start again, you know? But the bosses just go on and on and on. And yeah, there was one night I was like, man, I'm making crazy progress in this. And it was, I was fighting like an owl. And after 20-something minutes, it killed me. I'm like, I'll play it next week, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. So anyway, I don't know. There's things I would have changed, but it's cool. It's a fun game. But it is, you know, it's more Donkey Kong Country. I'm ready to take a break after this one. I'm good with Donkey Kong Country for a while. I think it was cool getting the last one because we haven't played one in so many years.
Sure.
This one's here now, and, I'm stoked, but I really want that studio to work on, like, a new thing. But I guess they are. I heard a rumor that they are.
Ooh, what's the rumor?
That'll be cool that they're working on a new thing.
Oh.
Ooh. Speaking of which, I don't know if you guys heard about this. That's the big game Sony canceled. Did you hear about this, Eric?
Last Guardian.
No. So they laid off a bunch of people this week at Sony Computer Entertainment or whatever, Sony Santa Monica. Did you hear about this, Kevin? They laid off a bunch of people at Sony Santa Monica because I guess their next game, no one knew why, and I guess they dug into it, and they canceled what their next... That's the same studio that their last game was God of War 3, I think? And they canceled... apparently what happened is they canceled whatever their next game was. And people were like, well, okay, so what happened? Apparently they'd been working on... People dug into it more, and apparently this game had been in development for 4 years.
Last Guardian.
No.
That's like 10 years.
Yeah, that's like 10.
Sorry.
Yeah.
4 years, and was an open-world new sci-fi property. And it was written by the guy who did Battlestar Galactica. And so everyone's like... What happened? Why would they have devoted 4 years to that, which is something that big? Anyway, whatever it was got canceled, and all these people were let go.
Really sucked.
I mean, it must have really sucked, put so much effort
into something for 4 years, and they'd be like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah.
It must have really sucked.
Yeah, but anyway, they let go of a ton of people this last week because of that. But man, it was a new sci-fi. Like, that's what we need, is like a new... sci-fi IP or whatever.
I've been playing a few games.
Like what?
Lately. Speaking of sci-fi new IPs, I'll get into that later because there's some games that I've discovered that I haven't yet played that I'm really looking forward to. But this week I got on Steam a game called Orion Dino Horde. It was 99 cents. I don't know if it's still on sale. If it is, check it out. Orion Dino Horde is... I would compare it... It's like a mashup of Halo meets Turok, Dinosaur Hunter.
Oh.
Meets Killing Floor, where basically it has the look of Halo and you look like a Spartan, but your enemies are dinosaurs. So you're fighting like raptors and pterodactyls and stuff, and they're trying to attack your base. They're trying to destroy these power generators, and you have to defend them. And after a couple waves, like a big old T-Rex will come out, or a Stegosaurus, and it's really fucking hard, and you have to fight it and kill it. So if you're a fan of Killing Floor, I would definitely check out Dino Horde, especially right now. It's very cheap. On PlayStation, here's a segment of the podcast we're going to call Derek Finally Gets Around to It. Derek finally got around to playing The Last of Us. I'm playing The Last of Us on PlayStation 3.
Oh, damn, wow.
I'm about 4 hours into it, I would say, give or take, and it's kind of a pain to get through for me. I don't know... if I will stick with this game.
Really?
Yeah. I know it got very, very high reviews, but it is... Yeah, I'm not really digging it. It's a cool atmosphere, and I really like the beginning of the story and, like, all the pandemonium. The beginning of the game felt like the opening to Dawn of the Dead, mm-hmm. the movie, which was really awesome. But once it kind of got into moving through sewers and moving through the city, I just kind of felt like I didn't want to do that. Like, I had been there before.
I feel like I was kind of whatever games. On the beginning, too, though. I could be wrong. I would play a little more if you can, but I feel like after that opening, I was a little bit, it took me a little bit to get into it.
Sure. Well, I mean, to begin with, I don't really like survival horror. And this is survival horror mixed with action, and the action is really fun. It reminds me of kind of... It has these vibes of what I really liked about the Batman series, which is, how am I going to tackle this room? How am I going to move through this and get through all of these enemies? But kind of like the infected angle in the dilapidated city, I'm just kind of over that as a setting for a video game. And you know me, I've been playing a lot of like strategy games lately, and I think I might just be burnt out on like shooter narrative games for a while. Mm. Yeah, so I'm playing Last of Us. I'll let you know if I play some more and experience some cool stuff that changes my opinion. But as far as like new IPs, there's a couple games that I saw that look really interesting. One is called Planetary Annihilation. If you're an RTS fan, check out Planetary Annihilation. It's a game like, you know, a real-time strategy is like Age of Empires, where you build a base and you kind of launch a war against your enemy. This one takes place on a planet, and then you can build up your army so big that you can actually leave your planet and go to moons or other planets or asteroid fields and build these like satellite bases and wage like an interplanetary war. It looks really cool. And another game that I just found out about is a game called Star Citizen. Have you guys heard about Star Citizen at all?
That sounds really familiar, yeah.
Star Citizen was funded on Kickstarter, and it got about $6 million. It's the most funded...
Oh, yeah, that game. Okay,
yeah, it's the most funded crowd-funded IP there is. It's made by the creator of Wing Commander, and it is a just epic space adventure... Dogfighting, visiting planets, finding minerals. It's an entirely like user-run economy, kind of like EVE Online. It looks very big, very expansive. It's still being developed, but I'm excited to jump into it and check it out. So I'll let you know if I play any Star Citizen or Planetary Annihilation. And that's the games I've been playing.
I was going to ask about what was the deal with DayZ? Like the creator left it or whatever?
Yeah, so... if anybody's looking for a really good jogging simulator, DayZ is still available for $30. Yeah, it's an alpha, but I swear it is the best jogging simulator you have ever... I mean, you can just run for distances. It's really great. You play DayZ at all? You familiar with it?
No, but I've watched videos of people playing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. DayZ was really cool when I first found out about it, and like the idea, I was really sold on the idea, and I kind of jumped in, you know. And it was, I didn't really have an option. If you want to experience DayZ, there's no demo or anything, so you just have to buy the alpha, which is a little bit expensive for an alpha, $30. But recently, I think last week, the news story came out that the creator of DayZ, is walking away from the project because he feels like he's done with the game. He doesn't want to work on it anymore. I heard rumors that he's kind of disappointed with it and that he feels like it's never going to reach the point where he wanted it to be. And so he's just walking away.
Weren't they supposed to like develop it for console?
Yeah, they're developing it. Yeah. DayZ started as a mod for a different game.
Arma 2.
It was an Arma 2 mod, but then they launched it as its own standalone game, and that's what they've been working on, and that's what they've been developing. But I feel like I got robbed by a fucking snake oil salesman. This guy was sold a fucking survival horror game that's totally badassical, huge map, crafting elements, there's supposed to be fucking cars in it, you're experiencing these events with other real-time players, and it's just craziness, and it's supposed to be like the ultimate game. And then I buy it, and it's like zombies are running through walls, there's no modding, the cars haven't been brought in. It's like, oh, you were expecting all this stuff from the mod, well, we haven't brought that over because this is a standalone game and we're still developing it. And the guy in charge is like, yeah, fuck this, and he just like walks away. As I feel like I invested in you, man.
He took your money and ran.
Yeah,
dude.
You can't just. Wait. Where are you going, buddy?
He's buying a house in the Bahamas. Peace the fuck out.
Give me my $30 back. So I'm a little bit disappointed with DayZ. The company that he was with is still going to continue on without him and continue the game. But we'll see what happens. I'm really I feel a little beat up and pushed around by those guys.
You know, the only video footage I've seen on YouTube about DayZ was just people robbing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the most interesting thing that could happen to you in DayZ is you meet another human player in it, which is very rare. And then they either kill you or you kill them.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen any footage of zombies.
The zombies, I mean, they run through walls. They're pretty easy to kill. not really pleased with DayZ. It's a very good jogging simulator. If you want to like pretend like you're exercising, go for a long walk or run.
I like to do that.
Get DayZ.
I'm okay, I'll get it. I'll pick it up. Thank you.
Sounds like the developer of the game was lazy.
Lazy. Somebody in the chat says he's leaving after the game is completed. He has not left. That is the opposite of the article I read. Maybe it was a joke.
Fake article!
Sure. Oh, wait. Are you saying sure.
You can never be too sure.
Hold on.
Days.
Hold on. Film me and Derek. Is it close up?
Yeah.
Or did you just fall for that?
Hey, Sean, edit right here. A rim shot mixed with the Seinfeld bass lick.
Okay.
Here,
it's a whole mashup.
Yeah, help me.
He'll meet you halfway. There's the
rim. Yeah, let's just put the rim shot there.
Sure. Okay.
Anyways,
it's easy.
Don't play DayZ.
There you go.
Do check out Dino Horde.
There you go.
Someone in the chat said that that you had the best game opinions. And that I had the worst because I like BioShock Infinite.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
I want to go on record. I am the only guy who liked BioShock Infinite, so I'm sorry.
You're the one person.
I'm the one guy.
You like BioShock Infinite?
Yeah.
People, all the criticism I've heard for BioShock Infinite is everything I criticized the original BioShock for. That's all. I mean, people say it's like a really generic first-person shooter.
Yeah.
It's BioShock.
Yeah. Hey, the first one was.
Is there confusion about what this game is?
Yeah, yeah. It the more negative reviews I read about BioShock Infinite. Now, here's the thing. You know, I've told you my score.
You love it.
I like this. I liked the second. I always call it the second one. It's not. BioShock Infinite. I liked because I thought the plot was rad. But make no mistake, it's a shooter. And it doesn't reinvent that at all. And why I didn't like the first one was it was just a shooter. And I didn't connect to that story as much as I did to Infinite, whatever. But to talk like there was some great stride in gameplay made in the first one and they didn't get there with this one blows my mind. Like, a lot of the negative reviews I think I read of Infinite, they just sound like they're in love with something that wasn't there in the first one. That's just my opinion, but it's one thing if the story connects to you more in the first one. I understand that, but what was really that special about the shooter aspect of it in the first one versus Infinite? I don't know. I'm sure I'll be told I'm wrong. But
hey, Rocka?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Damn. You're wrong. Welcome to the Mega 64 Podcast, the most irrelevant gaming podcast
All
on
right,
the internet.
So we talked about games
the number one.
We're over it. No more games.
What are
no
we
more
talking
games.
About now? Videos?
What are we gonna talk about?
You have to talk about games now.
Yeah. What games you been playing?
My favorite.
Oh my god.
Have you honestly played a game this week?
Don't say Flappy Bird.
Have you played a game this month?
Have I played a game this week?
Have you played a game this year?
Have I played a game this year? No. Arbids. I haven't.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears
you
and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you all I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high.
So you haven't played. So what? So no games. You didn't play a game.
So
this week
is your Tiny Tower like abandoned?
Yeah.
If you don't play Tiny Tower, do people move out?
No, they just are stuck in their store and they don't fucking have I need to stock the shelves. I'm not going to. I'm not going to
stock them. It's called... I don't get... It's, you want to expand the tower, right?
Yeah.
So why is it called Tiny Tower? It should be called Tall Tower.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah, it should. And I've gotten so far in Tiny Tower. Well, I...
Wait, you're still playing that? It's been like...
No, well, no. I mean...
You're still fucking playing that.
No, because remember we talked about that.
Yeah, like Comic-Con.
Last podcast.
But, no, I haven't played. Because they haven't added any new floors. Even if they do, who fucking cares? I did it. I don't know.
No, that's okay. I play Tiny Death Star.
No, see, I didn't like it. I didn't like that game at all. It bothered me.
What if they made Tiny Olympics Training Compound?
Then I would definitely play it.
Someone throw up and play that game.
I would throw up because I was so excited, and then I would play the game. I was going to play Castlevania. I haven't played it yet, but I have it sitting there to play. So,
sitting where?
On top of the Xbox 360 to play.
There you go.
I never think that pet videos are cute, but you guys got to see a dog turning on an Xbox. If somebody's Vine, I don't even know if I can get the clip for you.
Wait, yeah. This is like a real thing?
I'm not being sarcastic.
Not,
I'm really not kidding.
This is satire.
I saw a Vine of a dog smelling a cabinet, and his nose accidentally turns on the Xbox, and the noises of it make him go.
Cool.
Is the dog cute or is it the Xbox?
The dog is cute. The Xbox is nice though, man. 250 gigs.
Hey, the only video that I like this week is Possessed Skeleton.
I watched
awesome. Derek, thank you so much.
Yeah. Good job.
Hey,
you know what? That was actually posted on our forums by a fan.
Was it?
Really?
Yeah.
Good job, that fan.
Good job, fan.
Good job, that fan.
Well, hey, I got to reiterate, though. So we saw it for the first time. I got to reiterate. Watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I sent it to so many people, and all of them kept going, oh, I watched the first minute. Dude, and then I skipped to the end. That's crazy. It's like,
yeah, I had a really bad experience,
actually.
You got
to watch it.
I was at a party, and they were all watching YouTube videos.
Oh, really?
And I hate to throw... These are my very close friends.
I hate
to throw them under the bus.
I'll throw mine under the bus, too. So.
Worst fucking taste in YouTube videos. God, give me the... controller, please. They're watching the stupidest shit imaginable. I don't even know what it's called or where you find this stuff. These are the type of videos that become popular to people who spend no time on the internet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like certain videos that appeal to people who like get on the internet once a year. And that's what we were watching. And I was like, hey, I saw a funny video recently. Let me show you. And I put on the Possessed Skeleton. And it was 9 minutes of... What are these? What's happening? Nothing's happening. What is this? And they were like, I find it funny that two people are talking to a toy.
Yes.
I think they don't see it like that.
And the way that those people sound is funny too. You're going to miss all of that if you're just
talking
literally saying, what's happening? What's happening? Yeah. I don't understand. What is this? And then before the big payoff, they convinced themselves that it was too boring to continue and turned it off.
Oh, come on.
And then...
Oh, my God.
You know what? I feel comfortable here. I'm with my friends. Yeah. You all watching. You're my friends included. Yeah. We're friends, okay?
Yeah.
We all know that video's funny, okay? Friend to friend, we know it's a funny video.
We know
it's
about
funny.
The concept of payoff.
That's right. Everybody in that room started apologizing to me. Ah, sorry, Derek. I bet, you know, it's probably funnier. Like, making excuses as to why I thought it was funny.
As if
it wasn't actually funny.
What?
Don't tell your daddy how to fuck. That's what I told them.
Good.
I said, you don't have to apologize to me. I know the video's funny. It's all of you who need to fix your humor.
That video gave me chills.
Yeah.
When the first payoff
It's life-changing.
Happens, it really, like, that was, like, really impressive.
So, there you have it. My friends suck. The people on the internet, you get me. You're my real friend.
But it was seriously like pulling teeth. I sent it to probably three people, and it was like, oh man, I skipped to the end. How nuts. It's like, I literally just said, do not skip any of it. Yeah, it's 15 minutes.
You shouldn't, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think that is a video that you have to watch with like-minded people.
Because
I feel like if I were to watch that at home, I would be like, it's kind of dragging.
But I
watched it with Rocco, and then Brian showed up, and it was like, this video is great.
That's the kind of video that I could watch by myself. And that's my favorite kind of video, that it's lengthy, but it unfolds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it starts small, and maybe it's very gradual, the build-up, but it does build to something. It's not like the video is 15 minutes and then nothing happens.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play a fucking video if that was the case.
I mean, these people made an unintentionally incredible video.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. What was it called again?
Look up Toy Skeleton Haunted and Possessed.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
This is demonic crazy. is what it says after that.
If you look up Haunted Toy Skeleton, it's the
second. It should be like the first. It's 14 minutes and 50
seconds. In my mind, I was like, is this video fake? This, like, the second it started happening, and then that guy starts talking, it's like, oh, no, this guy's real. Like, that guy is not an actor, and he's just a weird fucking dude.
Hattie!
Hattie!
Did I fucking lie?
Did I fucking lie, Patty?
I like that guy.
Yeah, me too.
That video is great. There was also a video that came out today of, we've had some storms here in Southern California. So the rest of the country, you can finally shut up. We got the worst of it.
Yeah.
You can finally...
It rained for two and a half fucking days here.
Yeah, for 2 days, we could not go outside without getting wet. And...
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Look, I stepped in a puddle. Look how... Can you see how, like, dirty my boot shoe. Is? Look at that. That's a muddy boot. That is literally the dirtiest shoe in America.
That's mud.
You're looking at it.
So before I can even drive my car, I have to go outside and kind of kick the dirt off my shoe a little bit before I get in my car. It sucks. Basically, we're in literal hell on earth.
I washed my car. I come out the next day. There's like, it's all splotchy because it got rained on. And somehow the rain kicked up dirt onto it. So now there's dirt. I washed my car. The next day, there's dirt on it.
You know what it was? It was dirty rain.
Yeah,
we got dirty fucking rain in San Diego.
So, all you East Coast people,
look,
shut up.
I see the snow falling in the Midwest and on the East Coast.
I wish.
It's white as
beautiful.
The fucking snow.
Beautiful.
As it's white as Snow White's fucking skin. Fucking pure as Colombian cocaine.
I wish it was that here.
My point is it's cleanly. We got dirty rain in
San
Diego.
Dirty fucking rain here.
Hey, okay, raindrop hits you, you gotta go take a shower.
Yeah. So, all you East Coast people, zip it.
Hey, shut up. Everybody on the East Coast is always talking about, oh, we're tough, okay? But you don't, a little bit of snow comes down and all of a sudden, national news.
Yeah.
Everybody on the East Coast is crying, one big tear.
That's right.
One big tear. And then it rolls its way over here.
Yeah, and then we get fucking wet. And then it rolls all the way through the Midwest, picking up dirt and steam along the way. Me spitting was simulation of the rolling, gaining dirt and steam.
Our life is really hard.
Yeah.
Keep that in Mega mind. 64, the hardest of lives on the internet.
Yeah, we suffer so you don't have to.
Yeah.
A little bit Christ-like, if you think about it.
Anyways, let's talk about our videos. Can we play our vids, please?
Yeah.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you like? All I need is my baby. I'll help if I say I'm gonna get high.
All right, that song, that music video you made talks about getting high, and I don't think that is appropriate for this family-friendly show. I don't condone any drug use.
Okay, let's not use it anymore.
Okay. Agreed.
Cool. All right.
All right, we have a truce.
We made a video. We made a couple videos. Sight Freak is back.
Yeah. Sight Freak returns.
He's back. What'd you think? Did you like it?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well,
actually, I did.
I thought it was good. You guys don't sound that pumped for it.
No, I really liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
After we filmed that day, I felt like I fucked it up. Like I
really?
Felt like I was off that day. And then watching the video, I was like, oh, it's pretty good. I just got self-conscious, I think. But overall, I love that video.
I was happy too. I always like playing all those characters.
You only play one, so credit where credit's due.
That's true. I like being around those characters.
Thank
I should
you.
Say.
Yeah.
And normally, I don't like being just like the straight man, you know, whatever in the videos. But that I do. I do in that one, just because I'm up against such ridiculous characters. So
sure.
I was really happy to go back to doing that again.
Whenever we do stuff, I get really close to Rocco. I'm always on his lap or like rubbing his face with my face. It's always like weird shit happening.
Yeah, face rub.
Yeah. It always happens the moments that were planned out. I just do it, and then like later, I'm like, well, that was weird. It's a weird thing to do to your friend.
But this was a lot of fun. We knew that, going back to what we were talking about earlier, Aaron designed our new website, and it was ready to go. And so, yeah, as soon as that started to come around the corner, we were like, well, we got to do a new Site Freak. I mean, you have to, I think. You know, so, yeah, it was just, it felt right. So we went for it, and I was really happy with it. I was really stoked about it. There was a trick that got cut out of the middle.
You can see it in the Bobby Brown tapes.
Yeah, the Bobby Brown tapes. There was going to be a trick where he sawed a laptop in half. But we didn't shoot all of it right away. We needed to wait on the thing on stuff to be cut in half. And then as we started to edit it, it was like, you know what? This is already a pretty full video, and maybe we don't need to go back to that. So, yeah. So, but you could see outtakes and stuff in the Bobby Brown tapes. But otherwise, yeah, the main video, again, it was great. It felt like it hadn't missed a beat. Fun jumping back into those characters.
Your mom was there.
That's good. Yeah, my mom was there for this one. She was stoked because that's like one of her favorite series.
Oh, it is? Done. I didn't know that.
She really, really likes those.
That's cool.
I like how quickly she's in it. I'm glad that we cut that joke because I really like how fast she's in it. And then gone.
I think that's hilarious. That's true. Yeah.
Did you eat the corn dogs, Thorbond Three Wonders?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
He did. We went to the corn dog place together. I'm not going to name any of the locations. The schnitz.
You say it in the video.
All right, well, we went to Jody Maroney's to get some corn dogs, and yeah, it was funny because we just walked in there in character filming and then ordered some corn dogs. You see in the video Sean ordering corn dogs, and the people behind the counter are like, okay. But then as soon as the order's done, we turn the camera off, Sean goes right back to being Sean. He's like, well, thank you, baby, for the corn dogs. I'll also have a water with that. Thank you. And then we sat down and waited, and they loved us.
Yep. Yeah, that was, I think that was a good video. The wig was a different wig. Christopher Dima got a new hairstyle because we fucked up the other one so bad.
Yeah, we couldn't find the old wig, so we went to the old wig store, the local wig store, and we tried on, like, 10 different wigs trying to replace the old Christopher Demon.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know, Site Freak, Christopher Demon, that is all a parody of the very famous show, Mind Freak.
Oh.
Starring Chris Angel.
Oh, man. Shit.
Which is I didn't get that.
Is it on TV or not?
Pretty sure it's not.
No.
I think he's got a new show.
Well, you can find Mind Freak on Netflix or Hulu or I think it's on Crackle, actually, so check it out. You probably didn't know Crackle.com was a website. Check it out. Yeah, so we're trying on all these wigs. Sean is trying to figure out, like, how am I going to get this hair to look like Chris Angel? And then, should we do that one? We kind of see one on the shelf. I don't know. That one doesn't really look right. Does it look right? Kind of. I don't know. And then we look at the name. Gothic Magician Wig.
Yeah.
Well, that's only one fucking person on Earth.
Yeah, that ain't Penn and Teller.
Who's the famous Gothic Magician?
So that was the wig.
So we grabbed that there. But we in preparing for this new one, we watched. We went back and reacquainted ourselves with some old Chris Angel videos.
Yeah, and we found that Chris Angel is on YouTube now, revealing his secrets to his tricks. He actually shows you. Shows you how to mind freak your friends.
So that's why we decided to do the same thing.
Yeah, that was kind of this video's angle, was explaining the tricks, and they're not, of course, it's explanations that, well, I guess that works, but you're you, and what are you asking me to do? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. You never want, you want to know how they do the tricks, but you don't. Because when you learn them, it's like, well, that's all. You know? It's
I was really into magic when I was a little kid. I had so many different magic kits and hundreds of different tricks. And, you know, I've done magic. Yep. I've shown you guys before. And I've talked to older magicians growing up. I would go to magic stores, talk to them, get tips and stuff. And one thing that really stuck with me was, don't ever show anybody how you do your magic tricks. That's what an older magician told me. And he said, because, I'll tell you why, people see your trick and in their mind, they think that was real magic. Wow, you must really know how to do something really special. Wow, show me how you did that. If I were to show you the trick, it is so fucking simple, you just get angry because it's not real magic and it's not even a clever trick. It is just so, 90% of magic tricks are so simple, you feel stupid and you get angry at the magician for revealing the trick to you. And countless times I've tried to impress my friends, like, now I'll show you how I did it. And I show them and it's like, oh, okay. And they never wanted me to do magic for them ever again. It makes them less impressed for future tricks.
That in particular is me. I want it to be real magic so bad, and it's not.
Or the alternate side of that, the only bad thing about that is, about revealing tricks or not, is – there's always the person who is convinced they know how you did your trick and will go into a long, detailed diatribe about how you did it. And it is so ridiculous and far from the real world and logic that it pisses you off to the point where you wish you could reveal your trick to them just to shut them up. It's like, oh, I know how you made the coin leave. You have a... oh, I think you have a fake piece of latex on your hand, and it's like a little hand trap door. So, you know, it looks like a hand, but you can hide stuff in it. Yeah, I have a trap door in my hand. I put it under my fucking shoe, you idiot! Fuck you! But bitch! Bitch! Magical bitch! I've actually had that conversation before. It's not a pleasant experience.
I was telling Derek this story the other day. I just thought it was funny, but... I was listening to Penn and Teller talk about magic. Well, I guess just Penn. And he was talking about doing magic, and he's like, people ask all the time, like, show in their act, sometimes they show how they do tricks, but then they'll always do an additional thing where it's like, well, wait, if that was it, then what was his last thing? You know, they'll still leave you with something you can't quite figure out.
Sure.
But generally, they'll show them a lot of times. But someone said, okay, but you don't show how you do your best tricks. How do you do them? Show me. You know, do a special or tell whatever. And he was getting asked all the time, so Penn finally went, hey, all right, you know what? Here's the deal. A sealed, unopened, unpeeled copy of the Beatles' Yesterday and Today Butcher album. Sealed. Like, mint condition.
Yeah.
Whoever can give me one, I'll tell you whatever trick you want to know. And I'll tell you everything.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, obviously that shut everybody up. There's probably a dozen of those in the world.
Sure.
So, you know, see, whatever. And he said, I was like, hey, worst case scenario, someone does it, whatever. 5 days later, he gets a delivery at his house. And he's like, okay, let me check this out. And he opens it, sealed.
No
brand
way.
New, yesterday and today. And he's like, holy shit. Oh, there's a letter. And he opens it, and it says, here you go. Now shut the fuck up, Teller.
What?
I thought that was really funny.
What?
Teller spent an enormous amount of his Vegas, like their Vegas signing bonus or whatever,
on
that.
Serious?
He spent thousands and got him that as a gift.
Whoa.
Teller.
No, don't tell anyone shit. Anyway.
I saw this a few years ago. I watched this magical documentary. I'm fascinated by magic. I think it's really special and a kind of like a dying art form.
Yeah.
It's kind of forgotten.
Yeah.
Penn and Teller, they kind of feel the same way, and they made this documentary. I think it was like the history of magic or the origins of magic. I'm pretty sure it was produced by the BBC, where basically they went to the birthplace of magic, which is, you know, this pocket of the Middle East where it was just – where people still perform street magic, and
yeah.
Some of them use it for, you know, like religious purposes to, you know, make these big ceremonies, demonstrations, but – some people, they just practice street magic for the tradition of it, and they actually sit down in this hall where it's just all these old men doing magic tricks for each other all day. Like, you go to a bingo hall or
yeah.
a chess hall.
Yeah.
It's like a magic hall, and these guys are just trying to one-up each other. And Teller actually speaks in the documentary.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he talks about going to this hall, how it was really special for him, because he's like, this was a place, it was where they do magic for magicians. Like, the tricks they do here would not be impressive to a regular person because it looks like nothing is happening.
Yeah.
But to a magician, I'm watching them hide stuff in their sleeve, pull it out from their back pocket, do this, do that. But at the end of the trick, I thought they had hidden all this stuff, and it was right under the cup where it had began.
Yeah.
And he's like, nobody would ever get that, but I saw the sleight of hand, and it wasn't fucking there. It was like a trick for magicians. It was fabulous.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a really fascinating documentary.
Hey, if you ever get bored, I don't know if you've seen it before. Maybe you have, but they did a TV show in the UK. Probably the same crew that produced what you just saw. They did a TV show in the UK, and they kept swearing it was going to come here, and it never did. Called Penn and Teller Fool Us. I don't know if you ever saw it.
Ryan's talking about
the
it.
Whole show is magic, is magicians. They do the trick, and... do they fool Penn and Teller? Basically, Penn and Teller watch each one and tell. Well, I can tell you right now how you did that. You did da da da.
Oh,
da,
that's
da.
Awesome.
Oh, okay. What and they?
That's great. That is not this.
Yeah,
but that sounds awesome.
Right, but you should check it out. They're all on YouTube. No one swept them because in the U.S., no one owns it. So it's like they can't tell people to go watch it on YouTube. It's all on YouTube.
Oh, I'll check it out.
But anyway, but it's great because you watch most of the show. It's just genuine magic. But by the last season, everyone started just gunning for Penn and Teller, and they finally get... There's, like, one of the tricks that actually does... They so rarely get fooled on that show, but then there's finally a trick where, yeah, it's exactly that kind of thing. Someone does a trick where they, like, put a card in their mouth and then pull it from somewhere else and all this other stuff, and they're like, oh, you did this, 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 and this, and they went, no, we didn't. What? And they basically did every magician trick... But only one of them was the thing that actually put the card. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They did like 1,000 misleads, and it was like we couldn't fucking follow that. Like what? You know, like people start really trying to mess with them, and it's anyway, it's really good.
That's cool. I will check that out. I will check that out. Sweet.
Anyway, all right. Well, we're almost out of time, but I just wanted to say real quick, thank you to everybody watching, and I wanted to say a shout out to, as we mentioned, our site is all brand new. I want to give a shout out to Aaron. Thank you again, Aaron, our good friend who redesigned our whole site. Couldn't be better. Thank you very much, Aaron. And everyone out there, if again, the site is brand new, check out mega64.com. And in case you haven't noticed, the site will change. When we go live like we are right now, the front page automatically changes.
What?
So the player's right there. But you could also go to mega64.com/podcast and you'll have it there with also the chat and like other stuff there. So
if you're not there right now, check it out for the after show.
Yeah, if you're not there right now, go there and check it out. But it's super easy. We just want to make it so you can go to mega64.com for no matter what we put up. And so the site is really adjustable for anything we do. Sorry, I almost burped up myself.
There you go. So set it to your homepage, and we'll see you every day.
Set it to your homepage. Don't get rid of Google. Get rid of whatever your home.
We should put a Google search bar right on our page.
Oh. Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah,
okay, let's do that.
Well, that's we're going to work
if
on that for
2015. If you use Chrome, you kind of already have that. Think about that. So
no, but we're undercutting. You don't need Chrome. Uninstall Chrome.
Okay. Install Mega 64.
We'll have our own browser.
Go, you can look up our website on Netscape. You can still do a Google search through us. Think about that. It's pretty cool.
Okay. It's true. Anyway.
And obviously, Jay, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Jay, so any other further thoughts you want to share?
Have you been playing any video games lately?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a nerd. I just 100%ed Batman Arkham Origins. I know it's not
really
my favorite.
I don't know anybody else who played it, to be totally honest.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody.
I'm a huge Batman fan, so I like the retelling of his origin. And I get obsessive sometimes if I like a game that I'll 100% it within the game and also get the achievements.
Wow. Oh,
and it took me 2 months off and on and off to do it all.
But really? I really don't know anybody else who got it. Like honestly. I didn't hear all bad on it or anything. I you know, again, mixed.
Yeah.
But I know some people who really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And The Last of Us, the DLC, I enjoyed it too. I saw that you posted something about it. I'm like, oh, check it out.
And yeah. I really liked DLC.
It. I liked it a lot.
The only ones awesome. Okay. Did you see a bunch of people who work at GameStop showed a new banner that they got or something? That's going to go up in stores in a couple weeks, but it's a new Batman. It's whatever Rocksteady, actually the original team, their next Batman game. I feel like they should let that cool off.
Yeah, they should.
A little bit. Like, Rocksteady is competent. They can make a Batman game, but... I think the banner had like this October on it or something like that.
So
I feel like that's
trying to be like COD and they have one every year.
Yeah, I feel like that's too soon. I feel like if we forgot about Batman for like 2 years or whatever and then it came out, way down with that. But, oh man, I don't know. Anyway, anything else? Any other closing thoughts, message you want to share?
Go ahead.
Things you want to promote?
I think the last I saw a bunch of the Mega 64 fans was in the game day, so it was really nice meeting you all and seeing some of the British friends that I met over at England as well. So thanks for coming out and saying hi and stuff. And I hope you check out our videos and the videos that I help these guys on. And speaking of awards, me and my team were up for an award for San Diego.
Yeah.
The film awards.
That's right.
We weren't even nominated for that. God.
Well, you need to make a film.
Yeah, we're going to make a film.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Good job.
And,
congratulations.
Oh, Garrett was in it.
If you win, we're going to have to
What award are you nominated for?
Best fight choreography.
Oh, nice.
For a Bullet with Butterfly Wings, the one that
cool.
you guys.
Sick. Cool.
And you know what? And he is up against. I'm going to say the other nominees, just so everyone has an idea. It is him against The Walk into Mordor, Rooster Teeth's. When Carrie fights, what's his name?
You do have a bee in your
Sauron.
Bonnet.
Sauron.
He's got a bee in his bonnet.
Actually, what doesn't a bee in your bonnet mean you have an idea?
Oh, no. I don't know.
No, it means you're pissed.
I'm not pissed.
It means you're irritated.
I'm not irritated.
No, that's a bug up your butt.
Well, you have a bee in your hat and a bug up your butt.
Well, I don't. And I'm telling you, the walk past Mordor is going to sweep. Sorry.
I watched A Simple Walk into Mordor, one episode of it, and I really enjoyed it.
So there you go.
So
there's no bee in his bonnet.
So if you're a fan of Rooster Teeth, Lord of the Rings, or walking,
I liked it better than Hobbits.
Hobbits, is that the sequel to The Hobbit?
Yeah.
Good night.